been a while, yes. But I hope you guys remember who we are.
Yes.
But in case you don't, we'll tell you anyway. I'm Rosh.
And I'm Nam, and I've got a very creaky chair, so I apologize.
Anyway.
Okay, so here we are, back after I've changed my chair, so it's no longer a creaky chair. We're very professional here.
Yeah.
At this podcast.
We think about these things, you guys.
So we've been away for a while, but mm-hmm. Can you tell us why we've been away? Or tell our audience.
Because we've been in this lockdown for so long.
Well, true, but then you got vaccinated.
I got vaccinated,
so you were feeling horrible.
Knocked me out.
Yeah, your second dose really knocked you out.
It's just like a zombie.
That happened. Yeah. Well, so in Melbourne, if you're not from Melbourne, we've had a very eventful couple of weeks. We've had riots. We've had an earthquake.
Yep.
We've had, I don't know what the cases are today, but yesterday.
14 something.
Well, it's better than yesterday. Yesterday was 1700 something. Yeah. So it might not sound like a big number to you, but for us with a teeny tiny population, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
We've had anti-vaxxers protesting, and we've had a whole lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
An earthquake in the middle of it. So if you didn't hear, well, the thing that I'm very proud of is we made BBC and CNN.
We made the top story on BBC, yes. And CNN.
Yes. Yeah, granted, it was just for a few hours.
I don't know if that was something to be proud of, but we're taking it anyway.
Well, it was quite a surreal experience because I had taken Mum to the doctor's because she had to have a blood test.
Yeah.
And so she's sitting and waiting inside, and because of COVID, we're not allowed to wait inside.
Yeah.
So I was in the car, and all of a sudden, I'm thinking, the thing is, in Melbourne, the wind is crazy,
yeah.
Right? And sometimes when you're driving and it's windy, you can literally feel your car moving,
yeah.
Right? So I'm thinking, maybe it's the wind. And then I look out, and the trees are calm. There is no wind. I'm going, what is going on? So then I got out, and I thought someone's behind me who's hit me or something, right? Yeah. And I get out, and the car beside me, they're looking at me kind of weird as well.
Yeah.
And so he kind of rolled his window down when I got out, and he goes, did you feel something? I said, yeah, I felt like someone's pushing my car. He goes, yeah, my whole car's shaking. So he got out as well.
Oh, my God.
And then we look at the clinic, and everyone's pouring out, and they go, earthquake.
And it was so weird because we were at home. You guys had gone off. We were at home. And I was in the middle of, like, weird time between you've just woken up and fully awake. So it was, like, that weird period where I was like, no, I don't know what's going on in my head. And I was lying in bed. I was just, like, looking through my phone. And all of a sudden, it shakes a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it really starts to shake. And I'm like, am I crazy? Like, am I having, like, vertigo or something? What's going on? And then I come rushing out of my room while it's still shaking, by the way. And I'm going, like, what's going on?
It was so weird.
And then it stopped. Like, it was 30 seconds.
It was, like,
seconds
maybe 30
stopped.
Seconds, yeah.
But it was a lot. Like, it was shaking a lot.
30 seconds can be a long time.
Yeah. It was shaking. It wasn't just, like, you know, like, a little vibrator or anything.
Yeah.
It was moving.
Were the doors and stuff moving?
A back massage. You know how a back massage
yeah.
goes. Like,
no, but when you say shaking, like, was, like, stuff on the table?
Stuff on the table was shaking. Like,
really?
My lamp was going like this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what? And, like, some of my pop vinyls moved and everything. My little Dean was like,
really?
Like, yeah. Dean, like, shook sideways. I was like, oh my God.
He's dancing.
And he was dancing in the car, as he does anyway.
that is so weird.
And I ran out, and Dad's like, did you feel that? I think it's an earthquake. And I'm like, yeah, I think so too. And then Sonia comes out of her room, and she's like, what just happened? I was like, I don't know. And then Dad, as calm as ever, goes back to work. After everything's done, shaking and everything, he's like, I'm going back to work. I'm like, but how?
And then I called you, and you guys were like, well, everything was shaking. It was such a weird experience.
So weird.
Everybody was just like,
and then for the rest of the day, everybody was.
That's all everyone was talking
on
about.
On high alert, everyone was like, "We might have to go soon."
I think, in a way, the earthquake kind of gave us something else to focus on.
Literally,
like, it wasn't about the riots that were going on. It wasn't about the case numbers. It wasn't about COVID. For the first time in nearly 2 years,
yeah,
it was about
earthquake. It was about the earthquake. It was a 5.8 magnitude earthquake.
That was a big one. Like everyone felt
that. That happened like south of.
But you know what? You know what? Like this reminded me. I remember. And people have talked about feeling tremors every now and then. Yeah. I remember maybe a year or so ago, probably a year ago, at night, I woke up feeling as if my bed was moving. And I honestly, you know, sometimes when you have a dream and you kind of, in your dream, you're like running or whatever and you wake up, right? Yeah. You're in motion. I thought it was that. But I honest to God now believe that it was a tremor. Because that feeling that I had in the car was exactly the
shock.
That was exactly the feeling I had when I was in the bed. And I'm just like, why is the bed shaking?
Do you remember 2012? When we were just sitting there watching TV and everything just kind of, you know, that was like really short. It was maybe like 10 seconds.
I don't remember.
You don't remember? That's where the meme came from of the outdoor dining and the chairs tipped over. Like, we will rebuild. That's where the meme came from.
Oh, really?
It was an earthquake, and it was, like, really small. And it was, I remember it was at night.
Was that when New Zealand had their earthquake?
Maybe, I don't know. But it was at night, and it was literally, like, 10 seconds. And we were all, like, maybe even less than that. Maybe, like, 5 seconds. Oh. And it shook.
I don't remember. And then it was done. I don't remember it.
And remember, I was standing, and we were changing something on the TV, and I was like, did the house just shake? And everyone was like, huh? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I've been through one more.
It was just done.
Not earthquake, but a really bad tremor when we were in India. You would have been quite small, so you maybe not don't remember. And I was really, really sick that night. And so I was sleeping next to mum because she wanted to sort of make sure that I was okay. And next to mum's bed was this big aluminium cupboard that she used to have. And I remember very clearly the whole cupboard shaking.
Yeah.
And that's when they had a really bad earthquake in another state, which was quite far away. And like so many people had died. Like, and everyone remembered. Is that night there was a particular movie that was coming and everyone was watching because of the first time the movie was being shown on TV, and everyone remembered that, and that kind of reminded me of that, like, oh my gosh, it's so weird.
Anyway, so yeah, that was our news.
So we've experienced an earthquake as well. It's been busy been busy, guys.
It has been busy.
But yeah, but we have been watching a lot of stuff as well. We've been quite busy with, you know, watching things. We've discovered a few new shows.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say discovered.
Not
but,
discovered,
you know,
the stuff that's come up that we've been able to watch. We are starting to watch a few things now, which is good because it's like, I feel like this time of year is usually when it, in the middle of the year, kind of just plateaued.
I think we like slumped then, for a while.
Yeah, and then like end of the year, start of the year is usually when things start to like come
Well, out. In other news, you know, my house apparently is almost done.
Yeah.
So hopefully in the next month or so, moving will be happening. And we'll be out and we'll have a new space to work in. Maybe not immediately because we don't know when it'll open. We need
to buy. Or maybe
we'll
be sitting on the floor. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun, actually.
But hopefully it'll be more quiet when we record.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a lot happening actually in the next few months.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Anyway.
So let's jump straight into it. The good news is the weather's been getting a bit nicer. It is super windy still, which means I can't really go out much because hay fever.
Yeah.
Kill me. But it has been nicer. It's been a bit warmer. It's been sunnier. The days have been a bit longer. So I think it's not as depressing as it was.
It is 21 degrees today and partly cloudy.
Nice. That is nice. Yeah. And so yeah, things are your birthday is coming up.
Yes.
So there's not really much that we can do. It's your second birthday in lockdown.
Second birthday in lockdown.
I got lucky.
Both times.
Both times. Last year and this year.
Well, what can I say? I just don't have luck on my side. What can I say?
Last year I ended up having a really nice house party, even though we could only have 5 people invited.
Yeah, but it was technically not locked down. We just had restrictions.
Yeah. So, you know, that was not too bad. But we were a household of 7 and then 5 more people. So that was like 12 people.
Yeah.
So
it was a rager.
It was a rager. And then this year, it had completely opened up in July.
Yeah.
And we had an amazing day out.
Yeah.
Went for an amazing lunch. And
yeah, that was great.
That was really good. I'm glad we did that.
That was the last time I've gone out.
So glad.
Like, I don't remember.
That was the last time we went out. Yeah. We went to Cookie, which is our favorite restaurant in Melbourne. Yeah. So if you ever visit when these borders open, you must go there. It is literally a Melbourne institution.
Yeah.
So we went there for lunch. And then we went to Brunetti's, which is another Melbourne institution. And we basically sat in Brunetti's for like 5 hours.
And had all the sweets that
we went for tea and dessert.
Yeah,
and
then desserts
we
ended that you could think of.
Ended up there for drinks. And then we just kept sitting there. Sat there for dinner.
They also do, proper food as well. So we end up staying for dinner.
So yeah, we pretty much spent like 5-6 hours just after. And we even thought, let's move to a bar.
Yeah.
But we were so comfortable.
Because there was like barely any people by that time.
Yeah.
By the time Sanya finished work and then,
it was really nice. It was so relaxed.
I don't feel like moving now.
Yeah, so it was really nice. I got to spend time with my friends. Yeah. And, so that was like the last outing that we really had.
Yeah.
So that was in July.
Wow.
That was July 3rd.
Wow. So nice.
So it's not been too bad, I guess.
But it's my birthday.
It's your birthday coming up.
Can't do anything, but it's my birthday.
Well, you're getting a few nice gifts, I think.
I don't know what they are, but...
Prepping for, when we come out of lockdown, we can do some shopping, hopefully. All right, let's jump into podcasts.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of shows that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I've got my notes here.
Yep. For what? She's the one with notes.
Well, not notes. I've just got stuff that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about basically three shows. So the first show is...
are you yelling?
Am I yelling?
Slightly.
Sorry. So the first show is... this show with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez called Only Murders in the Building.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I love it.
So we're going to talk about that. And then we've finally been dropped into the world of K-dramas. K-dramas,
yeah.
And we watched a drama called Suspicious Partner.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that. And then we'll end with What If. We haven't covered 5 episodes of What If, so we'll do a bit of a discussion on that, and so we'll end with What If. Yeah, so
otherwise we'll be here for 5 hours.
Exactly. So if you're not Marvel fans, you can just listen to the first part and then head off. But if you are, please stick around. So let's get into Only Murders in the Building, which, funnily enough, is about podcasts.
Yeah.
It's very meta.
I literally don't know why it's so funny. When every time Martin Short says the word podcast, I just burst out laughing. Because he's like, a podcast.
He's very theatrical.
And we're doing a podcast. And I'm just like, I almost die. I don't know why. But anyway. Yeah, it's, oh my god, it's so much.
So what's the premise of the story?
So basically, it's about these three people that live in this really old building in New York called the Arconium. Yeah. And it's about Martin Short's character, Oliver, Steve Martin is Charles, Charlie, and Selena Gomez is Mabel.
Mm.
And they all love podcasts.
Mm.
A lot.
True crime podcast.
And there's one night where they have a fire drill and they all have to leave and go to a cafe, and that's when they all sort of really meet because they're all bonding over the same podcast and they're trying to figure out
which
the
is
murder.
Called what's it called? It's okay in Oklahoma.
It's not okay in Oklahoma. And the person who runs that podcast is played by none other than Tina Fey.
I know, she's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love her so much. And so basically they bond over that, and as they're going back to the building, once everything is over, they discover that there is a murder in the building of someone that Mabel knew from her past.
Yep.
So they start to figure out that they're going to solve this murder. And how are they going to solve this murder?
They're doing a podcast.
By doing a true crime podcast.
It's so crazy. I just
love
this.
It is so good. It's so, so good.
So, okay. So, it is... The cast is obviously Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. And then you've got a whole bunch of supporting cast. Notably, one of them is Nathan Lane.
Oh, my absolute favorite. I love him so much.
So, it's... The casting is... absolutely brilliant. It's spot on.
Yeah,
it's so good. I will admit I've not really watched anything with Selena Gomez ever.
I used to watch all the Disney stuff, but like,
yeah, I was too old for that. But so, like, but in passing, I have, I watched her.
Since then, I haven't seen her in anything. Yeah.
So,
like, so she is mostly a singer. Like, she doesn't act much.
Yeah. So I was very surprised when this came out, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting. This could either bomb, or it could be brilliant. Yeah. And I'm so glad that it is actually really, really
it's
good.
It's really, really good.
And I think one of the reasons why it's good is because Steve Martin is, I think, one of the creators.
Yeah, one of the.
So I really love how his, cause you know, when you look at Steve Martin's work, it's very much like the silly comedies and, you know, like, I mean, please.
Well, Steve Martin is Steve Martin.
We don't need to say anything about that.
Exactly.
But the pairing of Steve Martin and Martin Short, of course, is brilliant.
Yeah.
Is brilliant. But what I love is that they've added a young person who no one would expect.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, of all people.
Yeah.
And she has brilliant chemistry with them.
Yeah, they're really great. The three of them are
amazing. So good.
Like, it's like the grandchild with two of her granddads. It's so great. But they're all just, like, on the same level intellectually as well. So.
And I think the mystery is quite engaging as well. Yeah. Because I think we should keep this spoiler free.
This is completely spoiler free. You do not want us to tell you anything because other than what we have already.
I think it's worth checking this out. And I don't want to give spoilers because it kind of ruins it otherwise.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's just the way that they've... Well, there's a cameo from Sting as well. That's a spoiler that should be quite good, actually.
That was hilarious, though.
It's one of the funniest episodes.
funny.
And it's just... It's set up so well.
Yeah.
Like, every episode is, like, from the perspective of someone different, almost. Like, there's one episode which is from the perspective of the detective.
Yeah.
And she's really an interesting character as well, because she hates true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
She hates people who love true crime, because she's like, they ruined my job.
Literally. She's like, you amateur sleuths think that you can solve this.
Like, she's so annoyed, but at the end, she contacts them, because she's not getting what she needs.
Yeah.
Because she's being blocked for some reason as well, so she essentially uses these true crime fans. As well, what's the main reason that you've kind of gone, this is amazing?
I just think it's really different. Like, we don't have anything. Like, even if it's something about true crime, it'll always end up being from, like, the perspective of the actual police officers. Mm. And it'll be about that. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of over that. Like, it ends up becoming a procedural cop. Like, I hate those. You know I hate them.
Mm.
So, like, having this be... a comedy,
but
also having it be serious as well, and dark, but having it from, like, these people who know absolutely nothing. They actually don't know anything, but them figuring things out because they love true crime so much, because their minds already work like that, like, you know, they dissect everything every week anyway, from, like, other podcasts.
Yeah.
So they're doing that with this.
And it makes really sense, because if that's happening in your environment, this is your building, that someone has died.
Yeah.
And look, they don't know initially that Mabel doesn't know the guy who dies.
Yeah.
It comes out later.
Yeah.
But that in itself is like, okay, someone who you know has just been killed.
Yeah.
So... how do you respond to that? Like, some people respond to it with fear. Some people respond to it with, like, absolute apathy.
Yeah.
But they responded to it with, like, we're going to find out who's done this.
This is our job. But, yeah, I just think it's really interesting. And the chemistry between everyone is amazing. The writing is great.
The writing's really good.
So it's Steve Martin and Dan Fogelman who did This Is Us, which is also incredible.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, oh, this is a bit different from This Is Us. So yeah, it's interesting. It's just really good.
I think the deciding factor for when I thought this show was absolutely brilliant and completely different was not the latest episode, but the episode before there's a character who's deaf.
Yeah.
I'm not giving any spoilers as to who this character is, but there's a character who's deaf and the entire episode is from their perspective.
Yeah.
Which means the entire episode is silent.
Yeah.
So you actually...
And it's all through sign language. Subtitles. Yeah.
So you actually do not hear... The entire episode is quiet.
Yeah.
except at the end.
Except the last 2 minutes, yeah. Literally. Yeah.
And it's such a good episode.
Yeah.
Like, even for the actors to do it,
yeah.
They're not talking either.
Yeah.
Or if they are, you can't hear them.
Yeah.
And most of the time, things are happening where they're not talking.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've never seen an episode like that in a show.
Mm.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's so amazing that they could, and honestly, that was one of the most interesting episodes.
Yeah. Of anything that I've seen.
Yeah.
I just love how they handled that. They handled it really well.
Mm.
And not doing it in such a way where it was like, you know, because if, I feel like if any other show would have done that, they would have been like, oh, you know, this is how we're going to do this episode. Like, this is, you know, it'll be really obvious that that's what they've done. But this just happened really naturally.
Yeah, it was very natural.
Like, it just, because I feel like other shows would have been like, okay, we're talking right now, and then all of a sudden things are going to be silent. Whether they just...
It was entirely silent, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that when that character was in frame, that's when it was quiet. Yeah. It was quiet the whole time. It was quiet
the whole time,
yeah. Even when that character was not in frame, it was quiet.
Yeah.
You know? And
I loved that.
I thought that was kind of like that... What's that thing where if a tree falls and no one hears it, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of that metaphor. It's like, if you are talking but there's no one to hear you, do you actually make a sound? You know? Like, I don't know.
It's just, it was really interesting the way they handled it. Yeah.
That was really good. And it was a very crucial episode as well.
Yeah, it's actually the most important episode. It is one of the most important,
yeah. So Only Murders in the Building, highly recommended. And that, actually, we're gonna... I'm taking the executive decision.
Oh, dear. Okay.
That we're going to do an episode which is going to be a true crime Hollywood episode.
Yeah.
At some point. I don't know if we're gonna make it a regular thing.
Yeah.
And looking at, like, different Hollywood true crime stories. I think that would be kind of fun.
That would be cool.
But we're definitely gonna do a true crime episode.
At some point.
At some point.
So watch the space.
Watch the space. So yeah, like, I think I love true crime.
Yeah, I love true crime too.
It's such a good one. Plug, are there any good true crime podcasts that you listen to?
Oh god, there's a few. Oh, there's one that just started that is more like scripted.
Okay.
And it's called Bridgewater, and Misha's in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really good. I've just started listening to it, like, maybe last week. Then last podcast on the right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So there's a podcast I've been listening to for a while now, and they're called Whose Crime Is It Anyway? And they're Canadian.
Mm.
And it's really, really good. It's a really awesome podcast. Yeah. So just listen. It's great.
Yeah.
I think true crime is, like, the number one.
Yeah.
Genre podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
A true crime podcast.
True crime podcast, really. But, I mean, this is fun, too. Yeah.
But, yeah, so check it out. It's a great show. It's so, so fun. It's really witty. It's well-written. It's well-directed. It looks great. Like, Selena Gomez looks amazing.
I know, her clothes are so good. I want everything she wants. I want everything she's wearing.
Yeah, it's just a fun show.
Yeah.
I really, really love good. It.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready to jump into our newest obsession?
So obsessed. Oh my god, we're crazy.
It's a bit of background. So Sania, our cousin who's been on this podcast a few times before, she is crazy about
everything to do with
South Korea. Like, everything. She wants to marry someone from there. She wants to learn the language. She wants to live there. She loves the food. That's all she eats.
Yeah.
She loves everything about it. That's all she watches sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, exclusively, she'll come out of her room after, like, 5 days in a haze.
I just watched a drama. She'll be like, I just watched a K-drama. This happened. I'm like, all right, well, do you want to watch a regular show now?
Right. So she is absolutely... We've been hearing about it for a long time. I remember when, years ago, she would have been, like, quite young, must have been, like, in grade 10 or something, I remember visiting, and that's kind of when her obsession was starting.
Oh my god, that's
amazing. And I remember going, and I think it was Daniel Henney, who, you know, he's quite a famous American actor, but he's Korean.
Yeah.
He was in a movie, where it's based in South Korea. She made me watch it. Mm. And it was a great movie, don't get me wrong. But it kind of didn't make much of an impression on me. And so I didn't really, like, fall into it. Even I have still haven't watched Parasite yet, even though I've been wanting to watch it.
Word.
So, you know, I haven't really gotten into a lot of Korean Parasite. Stuff. I'm starting to get really obsessed about Korean music.
Oh my gosh, right? I know.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's great.
And now the K-dramas have started.
Yeah.
And what did we introduce? What did we get introduced to?
It is a show called Suspicious Partner.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yes.
Which is maybe 2-3 years old now? I don't know.
I think it came out 2017.
Yeah, so about 3-4
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
And it is very, very, very...
Okay, so
very,
I've got a synopsis
very,
here.
Very, very good.
Synopsis here. It says, life is upended for a prosecutor after meeting his new intern who becomes a prime suspect soon after joining his office. And the cast, I'm not going to say all of their names because I will clearly butcher it, but I will say, this is my new obsession, the lead actor is played by Ji Chang-wook.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh my goodness, he is so handsome.
He's so
Hello.
Hello.
So yeah, so we started watching Suspicious Partner, what, last week?
Probably.
And it's 20 episodes.
Yeah.
I think in some places they divided it in half and it's 40 episodes, so I kind of got excited when I heard that, but no, because each episode's like at least an hour long.
Yeah.
So there's 20 episodes, they're all on Netflix, at least here in Australia. And we sat for 5 days, literally in the same spots in the living room.
Yeah.
And we just watched about 5 episodes every day. So literally 5 hours.
5 hours a day. We were watching Suspicious Partner.
Oh, like, my God.
My God. That's why I'm so behind on work, because I haven't done anything.
Dude, same here. Like, I somehow managed to study and do my exam. But there were so many other things I had to do that I didn't do because I was watching
those. Yeah, I had things to do and now I'm like, don't want to do any of them.
With the K-dramas or anything that you watch that you have to read subtitles.
Yeah, you have to read.
You have to read, so you can't, like, you know, watch it while you're doing work.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you can sort of have on the side.
Yeah.
You have to be fully engaged.
You have to be fully engaged, yeah.
But I think that's brilliant, though, because you're then fully engaged in the story.
I know.
You know? So, what did you like about it? Why were we so obsessed with it?
Because it literally had everything that I love in it. It was every fan fiction that I've ever loved and read right there in one show. It was mutual pining.
Mm-hmm.
It was fake dating at one point. It was roommates. It was
co-workers.
So, like, you know, office romance.
Lots of angst.
Lots of angst. Fluff at times, too. And then, like, it was soulmates at one point.
Oh, yeah.
It's just everything I know.
It was everything. See, for you, that was the thing.
Yeah.
For me, it had everything that I loved as well. It had legal stuff. Like,
yeah.
A lot of legal
stuff.
Yeah,
I
did not expect that was the... Because honestly, when going in, I figured, I was like, oh, they'll have like a little bit of legal stuff and then the rest will be this.
Oh,
but no.
And the biggest trope of all, slow burn.
Oh, goodness, it was slow burn.
Gosh.
Damn, it
was
slow burn.
Oh,
for
my
20
gosh.
Episodes, for, I would say maybe 18
episodes
they made
was,
us end.
It was like, just grind.
18 episodes, 1 hour each, so 18 hours
of
slow burn.
It's like, you guys think that some fan fictions are slow burn. My God, you better watch Suspicious
Partner. This takes the king.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this was slow burn.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was so good. I loved that it was so legal. Like, it was heavily based on the law.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't expect that.
Yeah.
Because
I thought it would just be like, it would just be stuff happening in the background and it would be more about them.
Yeah, it would just be about them. But no, it was about, like, full on... There was a lot of courtroom scenes.
And we love a good courtroom scene.
Oh, love a good courtroom
scene. We even had a You Can Handle the Truth moment,
kind of.
Technically.
And it was just so good. It was so good. I think the cast was brilliant.
Yeah, cast was really good. And the thing is, what I loved about it is, like, you don't just care about them as leads.
Yeah.
You care about everybody.
So there was...
Except for maybe one or two people.
So there was... So the main character, Ji Chang-wook, plays Jiuk.
Jiuk, yeah.
Then there's Bong Hui.
Yeah.
Who is the female lead.
Yeah.
She is adorable.
She's so cute.
I cannot say her real name because I will mess it up. Yeah. So I'm not going to say it. Then there was, what was the friend's name? I can never remember his name. I could never remember his name.
He was just really annoying though. So.
Yeah.
He was sweet, but he was lovely.
So he's the friend.
Yeah.
Then there's, Mr. Byung,
Bong.
Mr. Byung was
the older. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
So Mr. Byung was the older man who was like the benefactor and he's the one, sponsoring their law firm.
Yeah.
And then there's Mr. Bong, who was honestly my favorite character.
Was the best. He was the only one who did any work.
He was such a hardworking person. So essentially what happens is, you've got Jiuk, who is this absolutely ruthless prosecutor.
Yep.
His father was a prosecutor, so we get a bit of backstory. And his backstory sort of evolves over time.
Yeah.
So we don't get a full picture until probably episode 16 or 17, really. Because you really get into his backstory. So Jiuk is a prosecutor. He is very, very ruthless. He hates criminals. He absolutely hates them. He doesn't like to be merciful at all. And Mr. Bong sort of works in his office.
Yeah.
And Bong Hui is a law student.
Mm.
And she comes as an intern.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even say intern. She's sort of training to be a prosecutor.
Yeah.
So they have to have a mentor.
Yeah.
And he's her mentor.
Yeah.
And she has just broken up with her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
Who was cheating on her.
Yeah.
And she's the type of girl who falls in love every day.
Yeah. Like, oh, I love it so much.
She's quite silly.
Yeah, she's
so a bit
cute.
Unkempt.
Yeah.
She's just lovely. I loved her.
Yeah,
she was honestly my favorite.
She was so good.
And then she gets accused of murder, and Jiuk has to prosecute her.
Yeah.
But his boss tells him, because the boy that she was seeing, is Jiuk's boss's son.
Yeah.
And who's the lead, who's like the head
prosecutor,
like the district attorney. And so he gets murdered, this boy. So she's suspected because it's in her apartment. But she's not the one who's done it. And essentially Jiuk is given the directive, you have to put her in jail, otherwise you'll get fired.
Yeah.
But he finds that the evidence has been tampered with. So he's so principled. He's like, I can't do this. So he dismisses the charges against her.
Yeah.
He loses his job, essentially.
Yeah.
And
He starts his own firm.
So he starts his own law firm. And he hires Mr. Bong.
Mm.
Well, he doesn't technically hire him. Mr. Bong just says,
I'm joining you. He's like, I'm not staying there. I'll come work for you.
And then his best friend joins him as well. So his best friend and his father figure, we don't realize who he is until much later on.
Yeah.
Turns out that when Jiuk was a child, his father, who was also a prosecutor, his parents were killed.
Yeah.
And so this Mr. Byung and his wife adopted him because they were friends with their parents.
Yeah.
With his parents, and they didn't have any kids of their own. So that was a really sweet sort of thing.
Yeah, I liked that.
And Mr. Byung kind of leaves his big law firm and he comes, well, you don't have any money, so I'll put out the money for you guys.
He's yelling at everybody, though.
And he does nothing.
He doesn't do any work.
He does nothing. He just sleeps.
He just sleeps and does the dishes because they make him do the dishes.
Because he doesn't have any other work.
He doesn't have any work because he's paying for everything, so.
So that's kind of like, you know, the atmosphere. And every day, and he's a bit of a grump. Jiuk is grumpy. He is such a grumpy man.
He's so grumpy for someone so young.
So he's young, he is super grumpy, and he gets really frustrated because he tries to do his staff meetings and they never go
Yeah, he'll just like randomly start yelling. So funny.
So as you said, like, you don't just care for the two leads, you actually fall in love with all of them.
Yeah, everybody's really great.
And so Suspicious Partner. I think I'm having withdrawals. I actually want to rewatch
it. I really want to watch it again.
I think the thing is now, if I rewatch it, I don't have to like read it fully because I know what's happening.
You know what's happening. And you don't have to watch it like all the way through.
No. But I think the best thing about the show is if you take out the leads, you take out like the chemistry between all the cast, I think the actual core mystery is really good too.
Yeah,
because there is a mystery about who killed Bong Hyo's like first boyfriend.
Yeah,
because she also doesn't know.
Yeah,
and so there's someone literally stalking all of them.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who it is because that's a big
Is also, again, we can't be like tell you everything.
And it becomes like a bit of a catch me if you can situation as well.
Yeah.
Between the bad guy who does get revealed fairly sort of midway through,
yeah,
and Jiuk, because Jiuk kind of hates the criminal aspect, and he's very much like, I have to get this guy.
Yeah.
He's so driven by it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, it gets wrapped up very sweetly at the end. He proposes to her, and, you know, we don't see a wedding, but we assume that they get married. But I think the thing that I loved about the two of them was that they were a couple way before they officially became a couple.
Yeah.
Right?
They were so couple-y.
They start living together because Jiu kind of feels sorry for her. She has nowhere
to go. She has no money. She has no...
So he says, well, you come and work for me.
Yeah.
And you can have room and board, essentially.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to pay rent and stuff. And he probably doesn't pay her as much then in that situation. So it's really like funny because they live together and they work together.
Yeah.
And there's just this tension constantly.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think apart from it just being interesting, there's a structure to it. Like, what was it that Sanya sort of, she gave us a bit of a heads up, you know, sometimes it can end in tragedy as well.
Yeah. So she was saying basically, because there's a few times where some of the characters get
injured gravely,
and you think that they're going to die, and we were like, if they die, I am leaving this show.
I have invested 15 hours.
I am not watching this, like, if someone dies. And she's like, honestly, if they don't show you them alive in the ambulance, then you have to worry. But if they show you that they're alive in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, they will be fine. Like,
so there's a clue right there.
If they're in the ambulance and they're alive, they will be okay.
We took that as a little clue.
We took those clues and we ran at home. So that was one thing. And then she's like, it's like one of the only things that ends happy. She's like, some of them can end in tragedy, but you will know pretty early on if they're going to, and then you can just tap out sometimes. Thank God this did not end in tragedy. She tried to psych us a few times.
She did,
Literally is like, your Jiuk dies at the end. I was like,
because he does get stabbed at one point.
Yeah,
he does get stabbed at one point. That's when she was like, oh, you know, he does die, right? And we're like, what?
I'm out of this if that's true. I actually went and looked it up. I'm not investing any more time
because it had already been like episode 17 or something.
And I was like, I'm not watching the last four episodes. I'm sorry, but if he's dead, I'm not doing it.
I'm done.
And then I was like, okay, thank God.
So we have finally been introduced, and I have been obsessively looking for others, and I've been looking for Ji Chang Wook's stuff. So his next one that I really want to watch is called The K2, in which he plays a soldier he was in Iraq, and his girlfriend, who's Iraqi, gets murdered, and he's a fugitive, so he comes back to
Korea. Oh my gosh. The fugitive soldier. Another one of my favorites.
And then he becomes a bodyguard.
Oh my gosh. This is all just fan fiction. It's all just the fan fiction that I love.
And he looks really hot.
Well.
He's really, like, oh.
He's really
hot. Can we quickly just talk about the fashion?
Yes. By everybody.
You cannot go past this show and not talk about the fashion.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. The girls in their shoes.
Oh my god.
It's like, hello. And can we just...
And the bags. Oh my god, the handbags.
But the thing that really got me was that you put anything on them and they look good.
Yeah.
Like the suits that the boys were wearing, because once he like starts his own law firm, he's a bit more casual.
Yeah.
Anything that he wore, even if it was just a t-shirt with like his suit jacket and pants.
Yeah.
Supermodel.
Literally.
Like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, anyone just, else, just would not look
so
good.
So casual and like...
So stylish.
So, yeah, I just don't get it.
It's just their clothes were just like magic.
Literally anyone else. Anyone else would have been like...
No one else would look this
You
good.
Wouldn't have looked twice at them. You'd be like, oh, God, they're so stuffy.
Right? They just look so cool and comfortable.
No. I don't know what it is.
Like, oh my goodness.
They're very
wow.
cool people. Koreans are very... I've come to that decision.
Yes, they're very
they're
cool.
Very cool people.
I can see why people are so crazy about them. And, you know, speaking of crazy, I love BTS as well. Yeah,
and BTS is great. And Blackpink is also great. And, we're fully emerged now.
I think we're emerged, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's, so highly recommended Suspicious Partner. We are going to be watching a few more K-dramas.
Yeah.
I think we're well and truly on our way.
Eventually do a whole episode on K-dramas.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is, essentially What If, because we haven't covered it in a few episodes.
Encapsulate everything.
So we've got, so the episodes that we need to talk about is the Doctor Strange one, the zombies, the Wakanda, Killmonger, Thor, and Ultron.
Yeah.
So we'll just do like a quick recap. So we've got Doctor Strange where...
What if he lost his heart where Christine keeps dying repeatedly in a loop.
Yeah.
And how he has to then break that time loop, but then also find a spell to keep her from dying.
Yeah.
And then, what was the next one?
The zombies.
Zombies was, what if we lived in a world where it was where brilliant. The zombie apocalypse happened, basically. Yep. And all our favorites were turning into zombies slowly. Yep. So funny.
Then we had... Killmonger, so basically Killmonger. Iron Man's story, and...
If Killmonger had rescued Tony.
Yeah, and...
In
Afghanistan,
Before the Tang...
So basically, Tony Stark doesn't become Iron Man.
Yeah.
And he continues on being Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then there's the Thor. What if Thor didn't have a brother, I think it was?
It's a big party in Vegas. On Earth, I should say.
It's so much fun.
And
then Ultron.
And then Ultron, yeah.
So, essentially, we've got a few different types. Out of all of these, I think the darkest one would be the Doctor Strange one so far.
Yeah.
And the best one...
Is
the Killmonger episode.
Yeah.
So, the Doctor Strange one is, like, super dark because, you know, he keeps sort of using the Time Stone and going backwards trying to save Christine... but he's not able to every time she dies. Yeah. And he sort of consumes dark power from all these different creatures. And he becomes this other evil Doctor Strange version.
Yeah.
And then he consumes Stephen Strange as well.
Yeah.
So he becomes this all powerful thing. And then the Earth, essentially this timeline Earth sort of starts disintegrating. I don't know, like, out of all of them, like, what was your feeling with, like, what was your favorite out of these ones?
I think my favorite in terms of the story was really, like, spot on and perfect was the Killmonger episode.
Oh, it was so good.
Because as we have said on this podcast several times, anything that gets related back to Wakanda, it's always going to be a good story.
Yeah.
Because Wakanda is their best asset, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's just so much to come out of that, that one place, and it's always something substantial and interesting, at least to me, anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that one, in terms of story, is the best. In terms of fun, and, well, not fun, but, like, serious, but also fun, I think Zombies was great.
I think Zombies was really well
done
because... Yeah. It struck a good balance of being hilarious in moments, but being truly heartbreaking in some. Like, there's a bit in it where, Hope, she goes into, well, Sharon becomes a zombie, and she goes into Sharon, and she kind of explodes.
I've got Sharon all over me.
And that just killed me. Like, I was just, like, laughing.
And I know people are like, oh my god, that's your friend, why would you do that? And, like,
funny.
All this stuff. I'm like, but it was funny, you guys, come on, we can't take this too seriously as
It's zombies.
It's zombies. You know it's not gonna happen.
It's zombies.
Like,
but they were truly heartbreaking moments as well. Like, for me, being a massive Cap fan, seeing Cap as a zombie.
As a zombie was, like...
It's really sad.
Yeah, then him and Bucky fighting, and I was like...
Right?
No.
Like, Cap would be the last one you want to turn into a zombie.
Yeah.
Because that is something you would not want. I mean, no one wants it,
no
but still.
It, but, yeah.
But I think that kind of struck a good balance. And of course, you know, you get Wanda as a zombie.
Yeah, that was really... That was a good reveal.
That was a good reveal.
I was like, wow. And then that it's Vision who's acting like this. Right? I was like, oh my god, what?
It's kind of like
a weird parallel to WandaVision where she made this figure of...
Because of Vision,
A Vision. And because of her grief. And then because of his grief, he turned her into a zombie.
Right?
It's like, oh my god, it's so weird.
It's so good.
But it's so good, yeah.
I think my least favorite was the Doctor Strange. As I was watching it, I didn't mind it so much.
Yeah, looking back on it now, but it was really grim.
It was very grim, and we watched that thing with, was it Nando V Movies?
Yeah.
And he made a really, really good point where the premise of the episode...
The hook of the episode
is what if he lost his heart instead of his hands? And his heart is Christine.
Yeah.
But in the movies, it's never really established.
They barely have a relationship.
Look, it is mentioned a few times. Yeah. And it, clearly there's something there. But it's kind of...
It never felt like an epic love.
No.
Like Tony and Pepper or Steve and Peggy, you know, like...
Exactly. It didn't feel like that.
Or Wanda and Vision. So.
Yeah. So the stakes were never too high in the movie. So for them to raise the stakes in What If...
Yeah.
It kind of rang a bit hollow, you know, like I would have been, it would have probably been like my thing was, I think it would have been so interesting to see Doctor Strange turned into the dark magic and Caecilius being the good one, the righteous one.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a really good what if.
Yeah. Like what if Doctor Strange turned evil and Caecilius was the good one?
Because you turned him evil in this anyway. You're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
Why not do it with something that we're familiar with?
Or if it was like the ancient one becomes bad or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that
would have
really
been way more interesting.
Yeah.
So that was probably their weakest so far.
Yeah.
The Thor episode was just insane.
It was it was everything I expected to be
a Thor episode.
In a Thor episode, but there was things that were lacking for me in terms of... You had Taika Waititi come back as Korg, and he barely says a word.
Yeah, we didn't get anything from him.
I think
him.
He says, like, one thing, and I'm like, you could have made it so funny.
Especially with
an
animation and a party in Vegas.
A party in Vegas, Korg
so much
is
opportunity.
Back, Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
It would have been hilarious. There could have been so many funny lines to come out of that.
Exactly, but we didn't get much of it.
It's like, bees in the bucket, feel free to log on to the Wi-Fi.
I really like Darcy in
Darcy
though. I thought
was
she was good.
That. Yeah, Darcy was really good.
She was
good.
Really good. What else happens in that episode? Oh, Tom Hiddleston was great.
Tom Hiddleston, because we get to see
he's
him
a Frost
as Giant. A Frost Giant. Yeah. Yeah.
Not Loki, as we know him. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I really, Thor itself was fun.
It was fun, was fun.
And it was a light episode, which was actually quite good because it was straight after the Killmonger one, which was quite intense.
Yeah.
The Killmonger one was probably my favorite, obviously.
Yeah.
And that was because the story was so well written.
Yeah.
And it was so plausible.
Yeah. But absolutely, because... And I liked that, yes, it's Killmonger saving Tony and all, you know, and, you know, Jeff Bridges' character dies and everything. But his core beliefs do not change.
Oh, absolutely.
Therefore,
he's still the same
person. And
he
still wants the same end.
Yeah.
He's
not there to become, well, he becomes king of Wakanda.
He becomes king of Wakanda.
But it's not like he's the good guy.
Yeah.
You know? He's still very much the guy he is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I still don't like calling him a villain because
I
don't think he's
a
villain.
He's not.
He's an antagonist.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And he doesn't change.
He's so good. I love him so much.
Killmonger is my favorite.
And I love that Michael B. Jordan was back for it because it just, you know, I think it had it been someone, one of the other voice actors,
it wouldn't have worked
as well. But
and of course he kills Tony Stark
kills
in this
Tony
which is
Stark.
Like whew.
I was like, oh my gosh. And I think the biggest thing to come out of it is Queen Ramonda is the leader
of
the Dora Milaje, and I was like, what? It's not a queen,
right?
Oh my gosh.
Because I think
she is the general.
Oh man,
she is General Queen Ramonda.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh,
like wow, hello.
Oh my god.
That that was brilliant. And then, of course, the last one that we just watched was the Ultron episode.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
I didn't much care for it in terms of a story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like...
But what comes out of it
and the things that we learn from it, I'm like,
because
this is cool.
Because with this one, Ultron essentially destroys all of... It destroys the Earth.
Yeah.
He destroys all of the universe.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, what's my mission now?
Yeah.
Because I've destroyed everything. Yeah. What am I supposed to do now? And so he starts looking, and the seer is talking.
Watcher, sorry, is talking,
and he discovers the Watcher.
Yeah.
And so it kind of breaks that wall.
Yeah.
And Ultron's like, well, there's so many more universes for me to discover.
Yeah.
And I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, and, like, he's pushing the Watcher through all these different universes. Like, basically, the Watcher has been discovered, and he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't interfere or get anything else involved. Mm. And then it ends with him going to Doctor Strange and being like, I need help.
Yeah.
Because now that he's been discovered, he has to be involved, you know?
I think that episode is really interesting because that, I feel, is, like, a catalyst to pull stuff from What If into the main MCU movie timeline.
Yeah.
Because they've already said
and
that this
is stuff.
And it'll
be interesting because next week is the last episode of the season. So it's the season finale. Watch that, what this leads into that, what that is going to be.
Yeah.
And then how that goes into season two.
Yeah, I think that'll be... Have they confirmed a season two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's 9 episodes.
Yeah. So it'll be really interesting to see what impact this has on season two, what impact it has on the MCU.
Yeah.
Because it is canon according to Marvel.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be really cool to see
what comes out of it.
I would really like to see a live action version of the Watcher in the movies.
Yeah. I would love to have Jeffrey Wright be
I think
it.
That would be very, he's very so cool. While he's still within the animated, obviously. But yeah, I'm quite liking What If. But there has been a bit of criticism, which I think should be addressed in the sense that it wasn't just Nandoverse Movies who mentions it, but I've been reading a few other articles.
Yeah.
But they've talked about tone.
Yeah,
for What
a bit
If.
All over the place.
But I think, I agree, it is a bit all over the place, but I think that's intentional, though.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, it's got some lighter moments and lighter episodes, and then it's got some really dark ones.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing, because if you were to only have one tone throughout, it doesn't reflect the differences in the timeline.
Yeah.
Because you have to remember that these are all taking place in different timelines with different things happening.
Yeah.
So in certain timelines, some major things have not happened. So they don't have to be dark.
Yeah.
Whereas in certain timelines, some bad things have happened. So it has to be super dark.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have a problem with it being a bit weird. And he mentions the zombie episode, which the tone doesn't match. But I think zombies
it's
are a special category.
Yeah, it's like it can't be The Walking Dead where it's always serious.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, that's its own brand of thing. Like, that's different, you know. This is, one, it's animated.
Mm.
So we can't anyway take it too seriously. Yeah. In the sense of, it's not...
I don't think it's meant to be serious. That's
like, it's not... That episode was not meant to be... It was meant to have some serious moments. But you were supposed to take it as, this is a zombie story... You know, Marvel is zombies. That's kind of cool.
That's all
that it really was.
I think you just got to take it on face value.
Yeah.
Of what it is. I think certain episodes just aren't meant to be too deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, there was no depth to the Thor episode.
Oh, not
no
at all.
No depth at all.
Not
right?
at all.
Like, there was nothing
total
going on.
Surface.
There was nothing going on there.
But I think that was fun.
But it was fun.
You know? Like, okay, it's not my favorite episode, but it was a nice, fun laugh, like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Even the what's that one? I think it was the second episode, Star-Lord.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, super deep.
Yeah.
You know, it had a few moments in it that were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But mostly, it was just a fun episode.
Yeah.
You know? Even, I would even go so far as to say the Captain Carter one.
Yeah, the first
is not
episode.
Super deep.
Yeah.
You know? Because you just get to see her kick butt and have fun.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I do agree the Doctor Strange one could have been a little bit...
That lot. But that was too much.
No, but the thing is, I didn't have a problem with the tone and it being dark.
Yeah.
I had a problem with the story.
Yeah.
Yeah? Could have been dark as.
Yeah.
But just change the story a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I think. Mm-hmm. That's my thoughts.
Okay.
Well, so, that's what we have been watching, yeah. And...
do we have any entertainment news? I'm just trying to think.
No. If you're a Bollywood fan, Shah Rukh Khan's son got arrested.
Yeah, sorry.
That's big news.
But yeah, we've got... I don't know, we've got, like, movies coming out soon. Matrix.
Matrix has got... When is Matrix coming out?
December.
We've got... Didn't we watch the trailer for something just now?
I don't know.
Oh, hang on. The Dragons one. What is that show?
Oh, Lord. House of the Dragon, which is the prequel to Game of Thrones, which is House Targaryen, starring Matt Smith.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
Who is he supposed to be?
I think he is meant to be the Mad King. I think so.
Oh, I don't remember. He'd be good, though.
Whatever his name, something Targaryen, whatever
his name
is.
Are you sure you're not going to watch it?
I'm quite sure, because I have been betrayed. and I am not happy about that. But I'm just kind of done with that whole world. Like, I don't need to see a prequel. Like, I think we already know enough stuff.
Stuff, yeah.
From Daenerys talking about it, and even the brother talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be, like, dropped into 200 years before Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
No, I'm done. Like, I'm done with that. I'm done with those writers. I'm done with those creators. Like, I'm just done with
I wonder what the overall response is going to be. Are people excited about it?
I have no idea. I haven't even bothered to look. Like, this is how much I don't care.
oh, my God.
But, I mean, it looks good because it will always look good because, you know, their effects are great and they're good at what they do.
Yeah.
And the landscapes are beautiful, of course. But, yeah, I'm just not interested.
I think
interested.
It's, like, enough with
I'm
it.
Not
just be done with it.
At all. But, yeah, we've got a bunch of Netflix stuff coming out.
There's an Italian
there's
show.
There's an Italian show which we want to watch.
Which we want to watch. I think it's coming out October 27th.
Yeah,
it's
like
called
that.
Star... Oh, I can't remember the name. We'll talk about it, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's about... It looks really fun.
It was something about star signs, I remember.
It looks super fun.
But it looks really fun. Again... It looks right up my alley.
Oh, totally.
And
I love Italian shows,
yeah.
But I've been watching a lot of dark Italian stuff,
yeah.
Like mafia and
yeah,
stuff
okay,
like that.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to something like this.
Yeah, yeah. But there is also a movie called Tick, Tick, Boom coming out, which is going to be the story of how Rent was made. Rent the Musical, directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That'll be interesting.
And it's starring Andrew Garfield as Jonathan Larson, who is the creator of Rent. Which, Rent is such a special show and it was such a special way that it came about in this world. And I feel like people need to know if they don't
already
know.
Yeah, I'll be interested to watch that.
Like, I love Rent so much.
I do love Rent. Rent's one of my favorites.
I love the story behind it and
I actually don't know the story behind it.
Well, you will actually enjoy this then. Like, I know I'll enjoy it too, despite already knowing it. Yeah, it just looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Vanessa Hudgens is in it as well. I think she might be playing a Dana.
I just think Rent is such an iconic show that, you know, like, it makes sense to know how it came about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's such an iconic show and I'm really excited for people to know about it. Well, as a wrap-up, we should talk about the Emmys last week.
We didn't talk
about that. It was good overall.
I think it was a good show.
Yeah. It started with a big dance party with, I think it was LL Cool J.
That was kind of fun, yeah.
And Cedric the Entertainer.
He was the host. Yeah.
It was like a big dance party and everybody was just like, woo!
I think it was nice to see it. Everyone was just excited to be there.
Everyone was just excited to be there. Seth Rogen gave the most hilarious speech before introducing that. He was like, what are we all doing in this room? I thought this was meant to be outside. I wouldn't have come if I knew it was meant to be indoors.
And no one's wearing masks.
And no one's wearing masks. This is the biggest risk we've taken.
That was so funny.
But it was the night of nights for our Ted Lasso crew.
Oh,
Yes. It was very exciting because Hannah Waddingham won.
She won.
Brett Goldstein won. Yes. Jason Sudeikis is an Emmy winner, you guys.
I love that.
Jason is an Emmy winner.
Didn't they get Best Show as well?
They got Best Show comedy, as well. Best comedy. So they got 4 out of the 20. Excellent. I don't remember how many of the Creative Arts Emmys they won.
Okay.
Which was it all happens the week before.
Okay. So they've already happened.
The primetime Emmys. Mm. So those have already happened. I think the total is 8.
That's pretty good.
The 20.
That's really
good. Because remember, they were double nominated in some categories as well. Yeah. So that counts for the 20.
Well, in the actor one, there was Brett Goldstein. Yeah. And there were 5 of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Brett.
Supporting actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Like it was. Yeah.
Really good show. I loved that Ted Lasso won the awards that we wanted them to win.
Yeah. Especially Jason and Hannah. If it had gone to anyone, I'm glad that Brett got it because I wanted him to get it. But had it gone to any of the other four, it would have been fine either way.
Yeah. But the reason why Hannah getting it, and Jason getting it. I just loved the fact that this was the first time in a very long time that when we watched the Emmys, we actually had a show that we were like, yes,
we were like cheering about. Well, as a collective, I always had stuff where I'm like, oh my god, I want this.
Yeah, no, I didn't really have this time I was like,
but this time it was really like, oh my gosh,
Well, speaking of finales, this week we've got Ted Lasso's final episode for season 2, and then we've got a long wait.
Because Jason on the red carpet was like, oh yeah, we've just started writing season 3, and I'm like, oh, you what?
Yes, so that's going to take a while.
We're going to be waiting a long time for that.
Oh, and the other thing that was released was the clip from Bridgerton.
Yes. Yes, because Netflix had their big showcase. So we got the Bridgerton sneak peek, and we got Enola Holmes 2 is going to happen.
Ooh.
We got a trailer for Stranger Things season 4. We also got Yes, we have.
Oh, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
In the Creel house.
We did.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited because it's like, implications that this thing has been in Hawkins
for a very long time.
Like, since the 1950s.
I think it'll be even before that.
Since before that too, but it opens on that house and it's the 1950s. Oof. But I'm here
for makes sense because it's the start of the
I'm here for Dustin doing a British accent anytime. I'm here for Steve's new look. I'm loving the hair.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's gonna be fun. And what was the other thing?
Yeah, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton is they've announced it for next year.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about Bridgerton.
Yeah, same.
Quick note about Bridgerton. I was watching one of the YouTube videos that I really... creators who I like... I think it's called Friendly Space Ninja.
Yeah.
And he hated on Bridgerton. Like, absolutely. Which makes sense. You know, that's not his genre that he's interested in. You can't
hate Bridgerton.
And I left a comment on his, like, a long-ass comment on his video as well.
You did one of those.
I was kind of like, yeah, okay, the writing's not the best. Let's be honest. The writing's not the best. It can be better.
Yeah.
Some of the direction is okay, I guess. Yeah. I think the show heavily relies on aesthetics.
Yeah.
Of the people and the sets and everything. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people fail to see, and I feel sort of like a lot of people of color sort of mention that they don't like it because it's like pandering or whatever. But I don't feel that way.
I don't think it is.
I really don't feel like that because I just think growing up, like, you know, we're Indian and we love Jane Austen, right? Not just her books, but, you know, shows and everything. As an Indian kid, I would have never thought of seeing
ourselves in a period drama.
Never! Unless I was playing a slave or a maid or, you know, a conquered victim.
Yeah, a victim.
I would never, ever, ever, ever have thought of seeing a black person or a brown person.
Yeah.
Especially, you know... the fact that they were colonized by the British, it would have never crossed my mind.
No.
And I'm just thinking, that is, like, it's nice.
Yeah.
You
know? The fact that we're getting two Indian actresses in the next season, it's really
I think it's awesome. I don't think it's pandering. Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm not looking at it from a purely, you know, sociological thing. I don't
want to, though. Because they've explained that when the king married the queen...
I mean, it's a lame explanation.
It is a lame explanation. But they have justified it, right? They've justified it. It's fine.
And the thing is, they don't even need to justify it.
They don't need to. It's just the way the world currently looks, but...
And I feel sad, and that's one of the things I mentioned in my comment, was that I feel sad that the first instinct that we have is when we see a colored person in a period drama,
like,
and
I've been guilty
of that, and your first gut reaction is, oh, that's not right,
because they should be,
they shouldn't be there, lower that's class, not, they should be, you that's know. Not like, accurate, but that's
awful.
But the thing we forget is these things are not made for historical accuracy, so you can put anyone there, it doesn't really matter, and so the show actually should not have justified them being there. You know, like, if, but I know why they did it. It's because people would be like, oh, that's crap. So they had to do it. So they've sort of preemptively put it in. And that might have backfired on them. I don't know.
I don't know. But I personally think it was a good decision. And I love the show. And millions upon millions of people love the show.
And people from, like, different backgrounds love the show.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, amazing. Because we genuinely love period dramas. We can never see ourselves represented in it. So you kind of love it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're so outside of it.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just like,
oh. Yeah, it's really, it's exciting. It is.
Plus, it's my favorite. He's my favorite character, so.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Oh, my God. Well. Yeah, we're not we're not getting reggae back, so it's,
anyway,
I have to look at somebody.
Okay, well, let's wrap up.
Yeah,
this was a good episode.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've recorded, so it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I started croaking in the middle because I was like, I forgot how to talk.
I haven't used my voice in a while.
Yeah, literally.
I've become very croaky because we're not even teaching in class anymore. So it's kind of like my voice is getting a bit rusty.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you all for continuing to follow us, listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love it if you could leave us a review on your podcast platform.
Yeah.
Join us on our socials. We're on Instagram, Twitter. And we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
And see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And we don't know yet what we're going to talk about next episode, but...
Well, no, we're going to talk about the Ted Lasso finale.
Oh, yes, we're going to talk about Ted Lasso as one of the things. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, in the meantime, take care.
Yep.
Hopefully no one has any earthquakes or riots or anything
like
that. Hopefully
we don't either. Hopefully we're done on those fronts. But, hope everybody's doing well. Keep safe. And we will... talk to you next time.
Yeah, bye.